Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're on your phone way too damn much.
Dude, my brain is fried. My brain is fried, and it bothers me because I have either it's a nervous habit or just a habit. If there is a half a second of downtime, half a second, I pick up my phone and look at it. If I am watching TV, a Hallmark movie perhaps, several minutes go by and I realize I missed that part of the movie because I'm looking at my phone. I really know with recipes because I watch the Food Network and they're making a dish. I want to see the dish. I'm watching it. And then suddenly I'm looking at my phone and I don't even realize why. I also, when I was younger, I could read for hours. And I'm not joking. I would go to the library, pick up four books at a time and have to get new books in a couple days. Like I'd read for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. Now I find myself rereading a single paragraph because I lost focus. So Steve Magnus is a former like running coach. He's kind of a life coach now, I guess you could say. Very active, ironically, online. But I saw this Instagram post. I want to read part of it because it convicted me so much that yesterday I took my phone, I put it in the other room. I no longer have my phone in the room when I do the show. It's too distracting. So Steve says, our brains are fried. You try to read a book, you can't focus. You sit with loved ones, your mind drifts to work or phone. Feel a buzz in your pocket, but there's no notification. We're not just distracted, we're digitally disoriented. Here's what's going on and how to push back. Psychologists call it, it's called digital dementia. There's a name for it, and I'm getting it. It's the forgetfulness, lack of focus, and chronic mental fatigue caused by tech overuse. It occurs because we're training our brains to live in partial attention, task switching constantly and never going deep. Our phones aren't just distracting us. They're rewiring how we think, feel, and engage. Frequent phone use impairs working memory, attention, and cognitive flexibility. And he says, why? Because your brain sucks at multitasking, but your phone demands it. The result, you're never fully present anywhere. You're always half here and half there. He continues, it gets worse. Constant task switching activates your stress response with no outlet. You feel the pressure of 100 micro stressors, but you never get to act on or resolve them. Over time, the burnout leads to irritability and mental fog. That describes exactly what I feel. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the motion I'm making where all your muscles are tense and you feel like your nerves are fried. All your nerves are on end. And I know that I am half here, half there all the time. I don't like it. I want to be fully present.
And so being fully present is really important and leads us to an expansion of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the American Academy of Pediatrics, in a study from last year, have shown that, or they found that one of the strongest predictors of a child's screen time, because mm-hmm. we were just talking about kids during the last segment and how they are so attached to a phone. And, you know, it's just one of those topics that we discuss all the time here. And I know that as a society, we're having this conversation over and over and over again. That as adults, one of the things that we can do to make sure our kids are not so attached to their phones is this. And because of that study by the American Pediatrics mm-hmm. Association, they have found that your screen time as a parent is one of the strongest predictors of how your children will be using their phones or using an iPad or staring at a screen. So we can all, in helping ourselves, make sure that we are helping the kids as well. And in this story from NPR, they give you multiple different ways that you can do that. And by setting a good example for your kids, you're actually doing good for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you can sort of prevent or limit the amount of time that your kid is on his or her phone. So one of the bits of advice they give you is to ask yourself if the response can wait. So you've got a time-sensitive email or maybe something from the big boss and you sort of have to, you know, you have to respond to it in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing, right? But if it's just a friend who's checking in, seeing how you're doing, or, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of small talk, you don't really have to get to that person right away. That's one. Another, Amy, is if you have to fub your child, explain to them why. Have you heard of fubbing?
So it sounds similar to fibbing.
It is not.
Okay.
Fubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G.
P-H-U-B-B, okay.
Is phone snubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what phone snubbing is?
Yes.
Can you guess?
Yes, I know what that is because it's, let's say you're on a date or you're out with someone and you're ignoring them because you're staring at your phone.
That is exactly
you're
right.
Fubbing.
That is exactly person. Right. And when you do that, researchers say that you are showing the person you are with at the time, and we're thinking of our friends, you know, you're at the dinner table with friends, you get your phone out, but it happens with your kids too.
Mm-hmm.
If you are with your children and you get your phone out, what you are saying is whatever's happening on this phone is more important than you.
I hate that message. Wow,
so,
that's awful.
So if you have to fub your child, the study says that you need to explain to them, maybe show them the phone and say, look, here is this email. And if you're at breakfast or you're having dinner with them and it's a really important, timely thing that has to be answered in the moment, explain to them what you're doing. Don't just get out your phone and ignore your kids. That's another one.
That is really good. And I hate that message. Like, it hurt my heart to hear you say, yeah, what you're doing is you're telling your kid whatever on my phone is more important than you right now. And going back to the Steve Magnus, this, you know, running coach / life coach, he also gives some tips for how to break that cycle. And he says, out of sight, out of mind. And of course, this is the one that inspired me to toss my phone down the hall during our show. Leaving your phone in your pocket or on silent isn't enough. Studies show that even someone else's phone on a table impairs our focus because we have trained our brains to think that the phone, that object, is the most important thing in the world. So you're naturally drawn to it. It doesn't just represent social media or text messages. It's a reminder of all that we have to do and can do in the world. That I love. That recognition that the phone is in that little rectangular object is everything that I have to get done, that I have to get back to, that I have to respond to, that I could be doing. It's so stressful. This is one that I'm working on. and I'm going to have to buy a real old school alarm clock because they say do not charge your phone in the bedroom. A lot of people charge their phones next to their bed. Research links nighttime phone use to poor sleep, more stress, and even depression. The solution is to put your phone in another room. And I will say, I've done this before, and I don't know how to explain it. And you could say, oh, it's a placebo, but I do feel like I slept better. Just knowing my phone was out of my room. The thing is, I need to get a good, reliable battery backup alarm clock because I would be terrified that my alarm would not go off.
Yeah, and you know what I do? I use my phone as my main alarm, and I have an iPad with the backup alarm, which has saved me once.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because I don't know what I did. I must have turned off my phone alarms the night before, and then the backup alarm.
Wow.
I went, oh, God, okay.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I made it to work.
Also, my mom actually does this. A digital Sabbath. Hers is on, she does it on Sunday. So pick one day to go device free. At first, it will feel like actual withdrawal from a drug, but eventually it becomes a reset. Studies have proven that even short breaks from tech, especially if you get outside during that short break, restores attention and cognitive function. He said, pretend like it's 1995, just for a day. I like that. The digital Sabbath is good. Also, train for depth. I've been working on this. Like, I'm so convicted. I'm just so disappointed in myself and my brain for falling into the phone drug. He said, train for depth, meaning deep reading, especially books, rebuilds attention and comprehension. Have deep conversations and build connection so that you have the capacity to sustain engagement. And he said, it's just like running, just takes consistent time. Maybe go on a walk. I've been doing this, going on even a 20-minute walk without my phone. Now, granted, when I run, I don't run with my phone. So that's a great break. I don't run with my phone. But, you know, forego, first of all, listen to the Chris and Amy show. And then forego the podcast and forego the Odyssey app, as long as you listen to us the rest of the day. And go on a walk with nothing and let your brain be quiet.
And all of these things that we are talking about, not only are they good for you, but they are in turn then good for your kids. You know,
yes.
they're good habits that you can impart to your children. Another one is you can have, and Amy's talking about not having a phone in your bedroom. That can be difficult for a lot of people to do. If they do need to be reachable for emergencies or whatever, I fully understand that and would not tell you to not do that. But you can create, a suggestion here is to create device-free zones in your home and maybe only parts of your house where tablets are allowed or computers are allowed, that you can't just have it on the couch with you or you can't just have it in the bedroom with you, that there's a specific place, specific area in the house that if you want to use these devices, that's the only place you can use them.
And speaking of kids, Jonathan Haidt, who wrote the book, The Anxious Generation, he said it should be a non-negotiable, unequivocal no to phones in the bedroom. For your kids, do not let them have their phones in. Not let them have their phones in their bedroom ever.
There was a study from 2023 from Common Sense Media. They found 60% of 11 to 17 year olds use their phone between midnight and 5 a.m. on school nights.
Whoa!
So I think I was in bed by 10 or 10:30. I think at the latest. Yeah, I mean, Yeah, I think it was, I was probably asleep by 10:30 every school night, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out that now, after 12 o'clock, kids are still using their phones between 11 and 17 years old, that's nuts.
It's not good. And the stuff that, you know, is available to them, I saw, man, I struggle with this topic because it's so destructive, but the number of like 8 to 10-year-olds who have seen like hardcore porn has just skyrocketed. That's malformative. That breaks a brain. If you're 8 years old and you see that, it breaks adults' brains, but it really breaks a kid's brain. And they said, you've got to do not let them go to bed or go into their bedrooms with their phone, because even if they're not looking for it, it pops up or they find it. We've seen how malicious algorithms can be. And there's just not enough protections for kids. And it's terrifying.
Are you talking about porn?
Yeah.
It just shows up in your algorithm?
No, they're saying like they can find it because it was like it was something like 60% of kids. It was very, very young. Like we're talking 10, 11, 12 had on accident seen it on their phones. And that's why I'm like, I don't even know. I mean,
how? Like you have to, that's the kind of thing you have to seek out. What are you on?
Well,
not you. I mean, what are they getting on? I mean, you,
I don't know. I mean, because you have a different age group. I will say kind of like what defines porn. They're not going to Pornhub, but I think their videos when they weren't flagging videos quickly enough. I mean, you can see some pretty risque stuff. Twitter, porn on Twitter has exploded since Elon Musk took over. It has. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know exactly, but
I don't see a lot of porn in my timeline. Maybe I'm doing it wrong.
I get a lot of khaki pants.
A lot of khaki pants.
I really think I need to buy khaki pants.
We are going to talk SLU basketball, as Amy mentioned at the top of the show. They are undefeated. They are having a great start to their season. And Stu Durando is going to join the show for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He covers SLU. That's going to happen just after 10:30. We're glad you're with us here on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Following up on our conversation earlier about how a shocking number of young kids had been exposed to porn at a very, very young age. In fact, the BBC did a story on a study about how young kids were being exposed to pornography online. By the age of 13, 50% had been exposed to it. And this was a couple of years ago. So I really do think the number, it could be even higher now. And in a nationally representative survey, this is over in the UK, of more than 1,000 16 to 21-year-olds, almost 40% had found pornography accidentally. Now, Ranjit asked, he's like, what are you typing in that your algorithm gives you porn? So it's not necessarily an algorithm. One of the women quoted in the story, Joanne Schneider, said her son stumbled across a pornography website when he was 8 years old. He had heard some swear words, like a swear phrase at school, and had Googled it, had searched it to see what does that phrase mean. And within seconds, it gave him an adult entertainment site, and he clicked on it. And the mom said she was there in the room because all of a sudden he had a reaction. And she said, as soon as I saw what was happening, I closed the site. But both he and I were left in shock at what he had seen. She felt so terrible that she had to explain things, and she never realized it could happen so quickly because they even deleted YouTube and all these different apps from his phone. He was just Googling a phrase he had heard at school and obviously didn't know what it meant. It's wild. It's terrifying.
That's interesting. Yeah. I feel like a lot of that stuff, though, you really have to be deliberate about seeing it. Because for me, I don't know what I'm Googling or not Googling or searching or not searching, but that kind of stuff just does not show up.
I accidentally got a porn site because I was at work. I was looking at these, working at these like athletic brands, not this job, but a different job. And there was an athletic brand that I didn't realize was like a snowboarding brand. And I guess snowboarders try to be edgy, and I didn't realize what the phrase was. And I Googled it, and stuff started popping up on the screen. So I unplugged the work computer. Not sure if you're supposed to do that, but I unplugged the
computer. Unplugged?
I panicked because it was like freezing up my screen and these images were popping up. So that was me as a 23-year-old. And then also, I believe it used to be this. I don't know, because again, when this happened, I was freaking out. You know how there's whitehouse.gov? For a long time, whitehouse.com was a porn site.
Nice.
So if you were, that because if you're a kid looking up White House stuff, the president, you're going to go to whitehouse.com, and it was porn. So that's what I'm saying. It's very easy to come across this stuff.
Got to teach your kids to use .gov.
Yeah.
.gov is extremely important. Because you do not want to go to whitehouse.com.
Yeah, I don't know. This was a while ago. Now all the people are Googling this. But yeah, I think
Google
it's terrifying.
At your own risk.
And I don't know what happens. If you go to a porn site and it starts to freeze up your screen and you unplug the computer, what happens?
Probably nothing.
You think it goes away?
No.
Really?
No, the authorities will be there soon.
Well, this was 20 years ago.
Oh, they are really slow moving on you.
They are. The computer's still unplugged. But once they plug that sucker back in, watch out.
Before the show is over today, we will be giving away tickets to different events. One is Pentatonix. They are performing at Enterprise Center November 23rd. Mm-hmm. We're going to give away tickets for that, a pair of those, and a pair of tickets for Guns N' Hoses, which is also coming up at Enterprise Center November 26th. You'll have to be listening for your opportunity to win here on 104.1 FM KMOX. We're going to talk SLU sports with Stu when we come back in just a few moments. But
McCutry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
He almost lost it, then gives it to Robbie. Another wide open look. Yeah. Bang! Abdullah!
Billiken's men's basketball is undefeated to start the season at 4-0. They're going to play again on Friday. They've got Purdue Fort Wayne coming into town. And to talk SLU sports with us from Stu on SLU on Substack, you can see his newsletter there. It is Stu Durando, formerly of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, with us now covering Billiken's sports. How's it going, Stu?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to have you on, and we're happy about this start by a team that some people picked to win the A-10 this year. I saw a couple of different projections that said they would, yeah, or at least finish near the top. How good do you think this SLU basketball team actually is?
Well, that's the question everyone's asking after four games, because, you know, they played four games at home against three pretty lower level teams and then one much better team in Grand Canyon. And, you know, they won them all by double digits, have led from start to finish in, I think, three of the four, and have blown teams out in all of them in the second half. The question is, you know, how are they going to do when they start playing better competition, you know, in a couple of weeks. And so, They're good. They're entertaining. They're different from what we've seen from recent SLU teams. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of promise. They're very deep. They clearly have way better talent than they had last season in Josh Schertz's first season.
That's actually my question is exactly how are they different from last season? You mentioned the talent. What should people be looking at and excited about?
Yeah, so they're well, last year they had a ton of injuries, which depleted them and took away some of their more athletic players. So they were really limited in how they could play. And, like, you know, they couldn't play at a fast pace. And it was kind of a slog sometimes. This year they're deep. They have a lot of athletic players. So they're trying to play faster, which makes it more entertaining from the start, just because they're averaging 97 points a game. I think they're 15th in the country in scoring so far. So they play faster. They have a much deeper group of shooters. So, you know, the people who like watching three-point shooting, they have quite an array of shooters when they get going. They play much better defense. So, you know, they're kind of trying to create havoc and, you know, run a little bit more. So just from a talent standpoint, it's allowed them to play more to Josh Schertz's style.
And one of the guys who's been really good, and in fact, this past week was the A-10 co-player of the week, Amari McCautry, who as a freshman last year didn't start all that much. I think just a handful of games he started, though he played in quite a few of them. What about him? What are you expecting from him this season?
I don't think anyone was quite sure what to expect. They knew what his potential was, and he really came on late in the preseason to move into a major role. Yeah, last year he was, you know, as a freshman, you never know what you're going to get, and he was pretty turnover prone, and it just took him time to figure things out. So yeah, he wasn't a key player in things last year, although he kind of had to play because of the injuries. But this year, he's leading them in scoring, which I wouldn't have expected at this point. And he's just kind of a bull of a guard who loves to drive, and he creates a lot of good shots for himself because he's so big and strong and, you know, gets to the basket. So he gets a lot of layups, although a lot of his layups are very, to me, high difficulty, and he somehow manages to get up shots against taller players and get the ball to go in at a pretty high rate. So he's not a great 3-point shooter by any means. He's more of a driver, and he's been beyond expectations, I would say, to this point.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of the expectations. Is that what you would say about some of the star players on this team and even the team's performance so far this season, that it's about where you expected them to be at this point, or have they surpassed that?
People would have expected them to be 4-0 against the schedule they played and playing it at home. I think fans are excited about the style of play and the way they've gone about it. I mean, they're not playing games that come down to the last couple minutes. It's more about, you know, can they keep a 30-point lead at 30 points in the last few minutes as opposed to letting it dwindle down to 15. So it's, you know, when that's your problem early in the season, things are going pretty well. They're just building huge leads. And so I think the way they've won with such ease and not having been challenged at all yet is maybe a little surprising, because you don't know what you're going to get at the start of a season.
Yeah, so that's, you mentioned the schedule and that it will start to toughen up a little bit in a couple of weeks, but so far in the lesser competition that they have faced, they have won pretty decidedly. We're not talking about just getting by, against teams like Lindenwood or Chicago State. I mean, they are winning these games outright and pretty much dominating as they do so. How good do they have to be throughout this, throughout this early season, in order to get an at-large bid or an automatic bid? No, not automatic, but an at-large bid at the end of the year. Because we were talking to Rammer about this, and he said, you know, they're pretty much going to have to, you know, do really, really well here and can't afford many hiccups.
Yeah, because they don't, you know, they have an adequate, I guess, non-conference schedule. Some people would say it's bad. Well, it just remains to be seen how some of these teams are playing, how they do over the long haul. But yeah, you get 13 non-conference games, one's against a non-Division One team, and, you know, maybe to stay in the at-large, they're allowed one hiccup somewhere along the line. Maybe that's harsh, but, you know, to go 12-1, you would think, oh yeah, they're automatically, they're right there in the talk. But you know, the strength of schedule is a thing, and I don't know how that'll be after once they start conference play. But you know, they play teams with not big names coming up, but that are pretty good in the analytics, like Santa Clara, who they play in Palm Springs, is a very good team. They'll play either Stanford or Minnesota, Loyola, Marymount. They go there and they're undefeated. San Francisco comes here and they're a top, you know, 75 team. So there are some good chances for good wins, and they got to take care of that middle of the non-conference chunk with not much of a misstep, and then win all the games that they're expected to win.
Meanwhile, over on the pitch, the Billikens men's soccer team, 10-2-7 on the season, will be entering the NCAA tournament for the 52nd time, which is a record, an NCAA record, but they did not get the bye that they were hoping for, so they play Thursday at Herman Stadium against Kentucky. What do you make of this soccer team and their chances of advancing past Kentucky?
Yeah, they're kind of the opposite of the basketball team. They don't score a lot, and they've relied on defense. And sometimes they, you know, they get one goal and they try and make, you know, it's got to stand up for a 1-0 game or something along those lines. They have a lot because they don't score a lot. They've had a lot of ties, as you said, in that record. I think they have 7 ties, which is among the most in the country. But they haven't lost at home. They have a lot of they do have a lot of ties at home, but they have to get past a you know, a name team, Kentucky, that I don't know anything about, honestly, but playing at home gives them the advantage, although they did lose at home in the first round of the tournament last year. So they just kind of, they tend to give up goals and have to fight from behind a lot. And they really can't probably let that happen in this game. Probably if they get off to a good start, it would help. And I think there was a big reaction yesterday when they unveiled the field, because the winner of this game goes to Indiana, and SLU Indiana is a huge soccer rivalry. So they shouldn't be looking ahead by any means, but there's the opportunity for that game. Indiana got a bye in the first round. So, yeah, I know. I mean, they're playing well. They're playing well enough to beat anybody, probably. You know how soccer is. Sometimes it's one moment in the game can decide it. So they just kind of they need to get off to a better start than they have been.
SLU Athletics, I mean, obviously, because men's basketball is the most well-known program and usually the driver of revenue of any college sports program, unless you've got a big-time football team or something. But
right.
With that, and with the, you know, the state of the basketball team, and we're talking soccer here too, what is the overall state of the program, the athletics program in general?
You mean just in terms from a success standpoint?
Yep.
Well, it's been, you know, one NCAA tournament in men's basketball in, what has it been, 12 years, 11 years is not good. So, you know, Josh Hertz was brought in to change that, and we'll see what happens over the long haul with him. Soccer is, men's and women's soccer are both have, you know, are on great footing nationally. I mean, they're national programs, recruiting nationally, winning nationally, and, you know, the women didn't get to the tournament, but they'd been to 7 straight. So I just think it's, you know, it's those other sports that struggle and continue to struggle, where they need to make some headway. You know, you have little spurts like the softball team made the NCAA tournament last year. Can they sustain that? Baseball is always pretty good, but they just had a coaching change. And some of the minor sports just kind of languish kind of unheralded, unnoticed, because they don't ever get to the postseason. So, you know, it would be to help the overall program, not necessarily revenue-wise, but the national, I guess, view, or even the local view of the entire program. It'd probably help if, you know, volleyball and softball and baseball and, you know, some of these other programs were winning more consistently and getting to an NCAA tournament here and there. And then basketball, you know, the women's basketball program has been better over the last 10 years, but still, you know, not doing a lot. So men's basketball obviously carries, you know, the flag for the whole program, and they can bring a lot of attention to the school just by making an NCAA tournament. So there'll be a lot of focus on that this year because the expectations are so high.
Stu Durando covers SLU Sports. Stu on SLU, you can get that on Substack. Stu, we appreciate your time. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Again, SLU men's basketball will happen Friday. It is a game against Fort Wayne. That is Purdue Fort Wayne. And we're going to have it for you right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. This is the home of SLU men's basketball, and we are glad to be a partner with them. It sounds like there's a development in the Sheriff Alfred Montgomery trial.
Unbelievable.
Which is supposed to be starting today. Well, I guess it isn't.
Is anyone talking to anyone? Are they communicating?
So this is from our very own Sean Malone, who we are, I believe, going to connect with here in a few minutes. But he says, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's Quo Warranto trial is postponed because the federal government has not released him, preventing him from attending his trial.
I don't understand. What's
I don't understand on? Either. Let's see if we can get an update from Sean Malone. Okay. We're going to check in with him, I believe, momentarily. But how fun. Fun! Mm-hmm. And we have tickets to give away. We will do that before the show is over. You're listening to KMOX.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
All right, we talked to Sean Malone almost 2 hours ago about the trial that was about to get going for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery to see if he gets to keep his job or to try and just remove him permanently. He's temporarily been removed, and there's been a development in the trial. So we check in with Sean Malone, who's with us from the courthouse. All right, Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, Ranji, don't ever let anyone tell you to give up on your dreams, because Save Your Sheriff campaign has been successful for at least one day. Alfred Montgomery's trial has been postponed. The federal government did not make a decision on whether to release him from detainment. And so the judge, Judge Stephen Omer, did not feel comfortable moving forward with this Quo Warranto trial, even though technically speaking, it's a civil trial, because they wanted him to be able to be present for it. So without Alfred Montgomery present, he is not sitting trial today. There's going to be a meeting later between the attorneys for Sheriff Montgomery and the prosecutors to see if they can get some kind of resolution. The federal government didn't refuse to release him, just no decision was made. And then hopefully we'll get some clarity after that meeting, whenever it occurs in the afternoon. I don't know the exact time, but hopefully we'll get some clarity as to whether or not tomorrow at 9 a.m. a hearing that's been called will in fact be the trial. Judge Mason, the judge representing Sheriff Montgomery, just stepped out of the courtroom, so I got to go and chat with him, guys, but I'll be sure to follow up with you guys once more. But big lesson of the day, Ranji, don't give up on your dreams.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
We'll appreciate it, Sean.
So my guess is, Ranji, the way I've interpreted that is the sheriff's in jail for the stuff that he's being charged with in the criminal trial. This is a civil trial. Mm-hmm. So those are two totally separate things. So if a guy is in jail awaiting a criminal trial, you can't just pull him out of jail for the civil trial.
Well, what do you mean you didn't make a decision?
Well,
how do you not just, okay, either we are going to let him out or we are not? To me, it sounds like they forgot.
It sounds like they forgot. And also, it's not that they're letting him go free. It should be logically assumed that he would be escorted. I don't know why you would have to make a decision on escorting him to his civil trial.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't get that at all. It does. It sounds like it was an afterthought, and then the federal government's like, oh, crap.
We forgot. You know what I think? It would be, you know, I think you might be right. Like if Steve said, hey, do you know what your top story is today? And let's say you and I have done zero work on that. We could say, well, we haven't decided yet. Mm-hmm. We're working on it. It's in process.
Yeah, but this is a little important.
Is it?
It's important.
Just because it's a federal crime doesn't mean it's that important.
But you have all these people showing up. People had to go to work today for this.
Okay. 30,000 foot view here. Mm-hmm. Do federal crimes, or being charged with federal crimes, seem to be a huge inhibitor for going places or holding office?
Well, doesn't seem so.
Not anymore.
No, doesn't seem so. You could be president.
I think you could pretty much, honestly, it's almost a prerequisite at this point to be.
I think it might be.
I feel like a Quo Warranto at this point feels like something that everybody has to have. I see you're running for president. You're running for Senate. Do you happen to have your Quo Warranto?
Do you put this on your LinkedIn?
I think you do. I think you do. Hey,
Sheriff Alfred Montgomery really needs to get that to LinkedIn Premium, doesn't he? Get that LinkedIn Premium for business.
Have that guy on. I know who to connect him with. quick note.
What were we talking to that guy about?
We had somebody
from LinkedIn on, and it was supposed to be about
how inflation is hitting small businesses.
Yes,
and it just turned into an ad for LinkedIn Premium.
We said,
like, all right, we're done, dude.
We're like, is inflation hitting small businesses? You know, how bad is it? He's like, well, it's pretty bad, but with a LinkedIn Premium account.
All right,
and then
beat
we'd
it.
Say, okay, have you seen small businesses suffer? I absolutely have, with a LinkedIn premium account.
I would have known.
If I knew that this was a commercial for LinkedIn, the first thing I would have done is say, how the hell do you unsubscribe from LinkedIn? I'm being harassed by LinkedIn. I don't even know how to get on LinkedIn. When I wrote my first book back in 2012, a friend signed me up for LinkedIn, says, you need this. You need to be connected. I have not logged in since 2012. I don't know how to log in. And LinkedIn sends me emails all the time saying, hey, Bob McKenzie tries to connect with you on LinkedIn.
The Hockey Night in Canada guy?
Yeah.
Bob McKenzie's not going to like hearing you throw him under a bus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.